In the last module, we talked about future directions for clinical research and immunotherapy of lung cancer and emerging data on the use of checkpoint inhibitors in the neoadjuvant setting, including recently presented data on not only non-small cell lung cancer, but in patients with non-muscle invasive bladder cancer who were unresponsive to BCG. I asked Dr. Langer for his thoughts on this research strategy.
Well, I'm not a GU doctor, but this is very enticing and alluring. We've seen somewhat similar, not quite as impressive data for neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibition in lung cancer. Major pathologic responses of that 10 to 20% with 42% actually with single agent Nevo in this setting, but very few of those were true path CRs. Intriguingly, when you give it with chemo, the path CR rate does exceed 50%. Small trial, the Nadine trial from Spain with 30 patients, all having 3A disease, so locally advanced, at least resectable disease with a very high major path response and PCR rate. So there are a number of phase 3 trials now ongoing comparing neoadjuvant chemo alone to neoadjuvant chemo plus checkpoint inhibition in the resectable setting. And I imagine the results will be known in the next year or two. The combo with chemo is particularly promising, 60% or higher in the Deem trial, 30% in your effort. The best data we've ever had with chemo alone is the Baedeker trial, which was about a 20% past CR, and it's typically 5 to 10%.
Yeah, and our patients were largely 3A as well, similar to the Nadim trial.
The major pathologic response data has been modified by Memorial very recently because they looked at different histologies. Squamous versus adenoid appears that a different threshold is predictive for each. It's evolving, I think, as a paradigm.
Valley, is there follow-up data to show that path CR or major CR is correlated with long-term outcomes?
We have data, historical data, even with chemotherapy. This is a white paper that was written by both groups, Memorial, MD Anderson, and others. But I think in the era of immunotherapy, defining major pathologic response and its outcome and using it as an endpoint is still under discussion and in flux.
We'll point out that in breast cancer, even though you see complete pathologic responses and that is associated with long-term outcome, there's no difference in giving pre-op or post-op. Again, Nair, I know it's just very, very early data, but any sort of theoretical ideas about why checkpoint would help with non-invasive disease?
Potentially, you know, if you have an earlier stage of tumor, maybe it's more clonal in nature, and maybe there's a sort of less of a subclone fractions where we know these immune checkpoints are not as successful.